This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Surprise, the federal government's latest U.S. oil production report shows producers pumped out nearly 13.5 million barrels a day in November. That is almost a million barrels a day more than what the experts predicted a year ago. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on what that means for oil prices.
U.S. oil production has been ramping up at kind of an awkward time for the global oil cartel.
OPEC, together with its allies, OPEC Plus, have been trying to make sure that there was a limited amount of oil in the market to hit sort of a higher target price.
Amy Myers Jaffe runs the Energy, Climate Justice, and Sustainability Lab at NYU. She says OPEC's been cutting production for a while. This time last year, those cuts helped push oil prices above $80 a barrel. Thing is, American producers noticed.
Everybody in the C-suite of all the fracking companies thought, geez, if they're successful, I can make a lot of money, and so I'm going to drill more.
And so they did. U.S. production rose, and U.S. producers have been getting more oil out of every rig they own, says Tom Tsang, a professor of energy finance at Texas Christian University.
Rig count is down, but we're at record production levels. So that tells you they're being much more efficient with the resources that they have.
There have also been recent mergers in the fracking sector. And when they make those deals, Tsang says companies like to beef up their revenue.
They're going to have to justify those acquisitions. And the way you do that is you get out there, you develop, you increase production so that your, you know, revenue from these properties goes up.
All of this oil from the U.S. is a big reason why oil prices have been falling in recent weeks. Matt Smith at the data and analytics firm Kepler says consumers are noticing.
Because we're seeing prices at the pump on the national average get down to $3 a gallon, which is excellent ahead of, you know, the Christmas period here.
If prices keep falling, demand for oil could pick up. But Smith says let's not forget that the Federal Reserve's rate hikes have been cooling down the economy, and that will probably continue into next year. So oil demand could slow down.
So as that demand gets ratcheted down a bit, that could weigh on prices further.
Either way, Smith says if oil prices stay around where they are now, U.S. producers will keep on drilling. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.